From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting. Thousands of pro-opposition marchers, some braving temperatures as low as minus 45 degrees Celsius, gathered in dozens of Russian cities Sunday to back jailed opposition leader Alexei Navalny. Police arrested Navalny while he was on his way to a rally in central Moscow. He shouted at them before police jumped on him and threw him into a bus. Reuters correspondent Scarlett Svetanovich reports.
Navalny has already been barred from running in the March 18th election over what he says was a trumped-up suspended prison sentence. Both the United States and European Union have criticized the decision. Regardless, polls show incumbent President Vladimir Putin is on track to easily win. Navalny says while he acknowledges that, his campaign is aimed at lowering voter turnout to try to take the shine off the victory. Police had warned earlier they would harshly suppress any illegal protest activity, and authorities refused to authorize events in Moscow and St. Petersburg. The Kremlin has said the election will be fair and claimed Navalny has minimal support.
A French woman has been found alive on the treacherous northern Himalayan peak known as Killer Mountain, but rescuers have not been able to locate her Polish climbing companion. They were trying to scale the 8,100-meter Nanga Parbat, but they got stuck at 7,400 meters and used a satellite phone to call for help. An elite Polish climbing team attempting the first winter ascent of nearby K2 Mountain dropped their efforts so they could rescue the two stranded climbers. A temperature of minus 60 degrees was recorded on Nanga Parbat, where the two climbers were stuck. This is VOA News.